people have looked at heat in particular neighborhoods that maybe are lower income or traditionally with discriminated populations. So I'm hoping that ours is just kind of another piece. We're able to take a broader look too, because you don't need as many resources to go into 65 cities if you are doing a more modeled approach. So we're hoping also we can maybe provide some cities that don't have the resources to do the really in-depth analysis, some starting points to think about. So hopefully it kind of is part of the bigger picture. And with all these things, we're going to start to really be able to focus in on what the problem is.
And off of your analysis, are there more questions to be answered? Like where might research go after this?
Oh, I think, yeah, there's definitely always more questions to be answered. Probably the big one is to continue to look at the demographics and how different populations are affected, whether that be age or race. So that's another one that always needs more analysis. And then I think we need to start looking at how the solutions are working, because people are putting solutions into place. So it'll be interesting to see if people can start measuring, you know, this neighborhood maybe we looked at 10 years ago, didn't have any parks, didn't have any green space. Now it does. How much cooler is it in that neighborhood? Really like to see the success of some of those solutions being documented.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything we didn't touch on?
I guess the only thing just to say is that because the built environment is, and population is the culprit, you can also find some hotspots outside of cities. They aren't as intense, but wherever you have intense development without cooling factors like trees or parks, you're going to have hotter spots. And so I think, you know, that's the other thing that we kind of liked about this, is we're able to kind of show that there's hot spots outside of cities too, and we need to be conscious of that the built environment can get you anywhere.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck in the heat.
That was Jen Brady, Senior Data Analyst at Climate Central, speaking with me about a new study out July 10th on urban heat islands. Their analysis showed that nearly 34 million U.S. residents in the nation's biggest cities live in a neighborhood where the built environment around them makes it feel 8 or more degrees hotter. More information on their research is online at climatecentral.org. Check out a map of Portland's Urban Heat Island Index on our website, kbu.fm. For KBU News in Depth, I'm Althea.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Support for KBU comes from our members and from local businesses. Do you have a local business or an upcoming event you would like KBU's listeners to know about? Consider purchasing an underwriting spot before your favorite KBU show. Take advantage of the best rate and audience in Portland by going online to kboo.fm/underwriting. That's kboo.fm/underwriting.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Hello, hello, Portland. Hello, hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. It's another wonderful day in the neighborhood. We got music, poetry, and more for you. We got DJ Yellow Horse in the studio. Nick Yellow Horse will be chatting it up later on in the show. Starting off today, they are going to be in Portland on the 21st, so might want to get your tickets. This is A Tribe Called Red featuring Northern Voice with Suplex here on Rose City Native Radio.
chicken.
You got two?
Yeah, I got two.
You get two.
Thanks a lot.
Oh,
Everything's red. All red, everything. Everything's red. All red, everything. Everything's red. Everything's red. 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 Dead. Red. Dead. Red. First off, I send love to Lupe for giving us hope in this La Jota Sue. All red, everything, red nation rising. Yeah. Revising our story, they're televising. Child of the plains, I see 2020. Yeah. Poverty porn, TV pimpers for money. Nah. Tell Diane Sawyer, I am a warrior. Yeah. Give me your camera, send pal to your lawyer. Free all my people, get them out of prison. Yeah. Take them to Sundance, show them how we're living. Right. Give youth an outlet, disadvantaged prodigies. Feed these Republicans all our commodities. Put them on the reds. From the day they're born, they won't survive cause their cancer is airborne. Put them in our schools, put them in our shoes. Take away their money and give them our booze. Red, make everything red. Words of my ancestors up in my head. Food for thought, our kids underfed. Your oil is mud, they want the earth dead. Oil for blood, making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean, that oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red. I can't afford to leave the res. Government has got me trapped. The leadership need a tip. And most of my tribal leaders whack. They don't wanna hear that. They just wanna chill. I'm sick, I'll go to IHS and get a pill. For real? Like a song without a title. Yeah. Feel forgotten, like slaves picking the cotton. Forever tribal, with no connection to the Bible. Flying, people rotting, sometimes I'm suicidal. Feeling like no exit, generation ish. Text messaging, sex, what I connect with. Technology, get this world to acknowledge me. My ancestors studied numbers and astrology. Like the philosophy, keep them haters off of me. Keystone XL, you smell like an atrocity. To my home and my ancestors, I'm loyal. Yeah. Build that pipeline and I'm burning down your oil. Oil for blood, making you rich. You soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean. That oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red.
That was Frank Wallen with Oil for Blood, and before that, A Tribe Called Red, featuring Northern Voice with Suplex. Coming up next, this is 2 for 1 with Sage Patch Kid here on Rose City Native Radio.
I'm looking at my living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a Minneapolis. Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I want to make some wild rice together later on. And we wild for the night first. Can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard? In the soil of the earth that we walk. Really hard. Please, can you teach me how to garden? right. Admit what you like it hit, or hit me on a different day. Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I wanna take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dancing to some magic sound. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, play with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk really hard? Please can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I want to burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid, so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Bordigan. Live off the land and go completely off the grid, with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night as the coquis sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs, and while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard.
Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well. We'll be right back.
but you're acting like a devil. I can am I leaving these messages thinking is you gonna be stopping it? You a monster in disguise. You took my heart and swallowed it. This as far as I can go. My last message is dial tone. No calling at night, no calling to fight, no calling trying to
hurt this back. Were cold. You took my heart and swallowed it. Oh, you're nothing but a Wendigo, 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 Wendigo. Here's my end. So here you go. You should have known. You still want more. You're nothing but a Wendigo, Wendigo, Wendigo.
That was Wendigo by Nico Soul. And before that, we listened to Sage Patch Kids by 2 for 1. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am still DJ Yellow Horse. Up next, let's listen to Bougie Natives by Snotty Nose Rez Kids.
Living through me since I was a puny dookie. Nietzsche, Nietzsche, looky, looky, how I get low when I boogie. Don't mind me some goody goodies. I'm Nate and Bougie. My wifey be the wolf, and I'm the wolf that's from the sea. And she no Pocahontas, more like Buffy St. Marie. Come do your dance with me. I dip, you dip, we dip. No, it ain't blasphemy. I sip, you sip, we sip with Nisi Kuh. I stand and rock with all my suit without the wooses. Me and bro came out the womb. Nietzsche 1 and Nietzsche 2. We very indigenous people. We some VIPs. I'm a blood thicker than Ulrich Grease. Nietzsche, please sing your song. This my jam. Got my fam all going ham for the land, not the gram. Staving A is who I am. We choose copper over gold. Praise the elders. I remember what I'm told. Never turn your back on home. We them bougie natives.
I got turquoise on my red.
We them bougie natives.
5 rings up on my fist.
We them bougie natives.
Big hat with the brim.
We them bougie natives.
Got that custom made bling.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
Put my knowledge in my brain.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
You can holler at my name.
Hey, a ho.
Hey, a ho.
Can't you tell them woke?
Whoa.
The smoke shop is closed. Can you tell your boys dope? Man, I'm spinning like I made it, and I'm smudging cause I'm broke again. Always running late. I hope the liquor store is open.
I got carvers, weavers, beaters, and designers on my team. I got braiders, hella famous, that I'm signing to my team. In my limousine, don't I look steezy? Next to my digi queen.
Yeah, that's my Moose McGee.
I know ballers, I know chiefs, I know riders from the east. I know educated natives down to picket in the streets. Middle fingers to police, but we come in peace. I know red skin hippies that be giving me the creeps. I know beauty, I know beach, I know savages and freaks. And I know a couple cousins even bougier than me. No, ain't elite, bougie native, yes indeed. Art exhibit to the club, and we roll it 20 deep. Copper on my neck,
gold on my ring. Feather on my hat, skin stitched chin. 100 warriors on my back, daily drumming when I sing. Man, there ain't no way around it. I'm a
bougie native.
I got turquoise on my wrist.
We them bougie natives.
Five rings up on my fist.
We them bougie natives.
Big hat with the brim.
We them bougie natives.
Got that custom made bling.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
My knowledge in my brain.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
You can holler at my name.
Best in the I'm a lot of better by far, but I need you to choose tonight. Oh, give me the
That was Leeway by Rebecca Hatch. Before that, we're listening to Down by Antoine Edwards. And before that was Bougie Natives by Snotty Nose Res Kids. Up next, we're going to be listening to, and I always butcher her name and I feel terrible. You know, I should really learn and I apologize. But this is Nagai Ire, and the song is called House on a Rock.
How come we never get far? We're talking a lot. We're talking. Am I getting through? I said I'm talking to you. I'm getting sick in the heart. It only gets harder. What to do? I said, I think we're out on the blue.
We built a house on a rock, hard rock, hard rock, built like bedrock. We built a house on a rock, hard like bedrock, hard, but the ice will recede to melt, to melt, to melt, and it's wiping. It's wiping us out there, the weather.
just wanna stop here. I wanna get off. I want the rest of the way. And no, I don't wanna stay. I still stay, yeah, yeah. I still stay.
You're free and it's what it is.
And that was What If by Star Captains. Before that, we were listening to House on a Hill by Nagaire. And you know what? Let's keep it up. Let's listen to some more Rebecca Hatch. This is Levels, and you are still listening to Row City Native Radio.
To my friend, if you try to play me twice, I'll move on to your friend. If you try to run and hide, I'll find you, I'll find you. Hey. Try to play me once, I'll pass you to my friend. If you try to play me twice, I'll move on to your friend. If you try to run and hide, I'll find you, I'll find you. Calling from the north and the west, coming to the east, say you got that love. Sensing your big energy. Know I got that thrill. See you lurking, always stalking me. Hitting on my friends, and you about to make some enemies. And we've all seen know we passed the stage by now. But you just won't move. You keep standing your ground. Just come and shoot your shot.
Dropping bombs again, it's the same old game every dinner. stay lying to your face.
And that was Same Old Game by David Morin. Before that, we were listening to Levels by Rebecca Hatch. And you're still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm still DJ Yellowhorse. Let's continue the show. This is If Only by Teeks.
I say that I'm sorry. If I could change things, girl, don't you think I would? Now I'm down on my knees and I'm asking God, why would you do this to me? Why would you do this to me? Oh, if only I then everything would be alright. And if only it was that easy. If only it was that simple. If only I could pick my fingers. Hey, hey, da, 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 da. Explain myself, baby. You wouldn't understand. It's all this love that you're giving, I can't return. Now I feel like I've let you down. Oh, I've let you down. If only I could love you like you want me to, then everything would. Then everything would be alright. And if only, if only.
That was Teeks. Whew. Sorry. Whew. That was Teeks with If Only. If you don't know about Teeks, you should. If you don't know, now you know. It's time for TP Talk. We're going to listen to a clip here. A little bit of a long clip. This is the California governor apologizing to the native population of California. And then we're going to have a brief discussion before the show's over. So enjoy.
Governor Newsom.
Let me thank all of you for the privilege of being here with you today. To all of the guests that assembled, grateful for all of you taking the time to be here, and to some of the members of the press, we're also humbled you're here to have a discussion of sorts about staying on our state. It's humbling for me, having believed I was educated, to have been so ignorant of our past, to have been so unaware of how ashamed I should be as a Californian, fifth generation, about how so many of your ancestors were treated. I thought I knew a little bit, but I didn't know. What's even more shameful, perhaps, is reading that history and still those that are in denial, still those that are challenging that history or diminishing that history, trying to soften their language or their words, or suggesting that some of the accounts are untrue, overstated, misleading. But there's no objective reading of that history. And we are modestly familiar with that history, since it hasn't been completely told. There's no objective reading of what has been shared that doesn't suggest this moment is long overdue. Begs the question, where have we been for decades? With that in mind, with that spirit, and with humbleness of heart, I want to just briefly sum up some of what you know, but others may not. I read a chronicle of sorts that was well published in the time, out in the open, but not necessarily well shared. The tally says is relentlessly grim, a whole settlement wiped out in Trinity County, excepting a few children, an Indian girl raped and left to die somewhere near Mendocino, as many as 50 killed at Goose Lake, and 2 months later, as many as 257 murdered at Grouse Creek, scores of them women and children. There were the four white ranchers who tracked down a Banayana to the cave, butchering 30. In the cave with the meat were some Indian children. One of the whites could not bear to kill these children with his 56 caliber Spencer rifle. He said, after all, it tore them up so bad. So instead, he shot them with a 38 caliber Smith and Wesson revolver. It goes on and on and on. Systemic slaughter, California Indians. That's not what you learn in your fourth grade history books. Certainly not what I learned in my fourth grade history books. And at peril, it's not what my children will learn in their history books unless we write that wrong. Only way to right the wrong is to acknowledge the wrong. Now, there's some, I acknowledge, that still challenge this notion. They talk about the war of the West, that to somehow this is the normal course of engagement. I read a number of competing points of view that suggest that this was a clash between competing quote-unquote ways of life. Nothing become farther from the truth. It is indeed a fact that we had the first governor of California by the name of Peter Burnett, who in 1851 talked about the war of extermination. He had a senator at the time by the name of John Weller, soon to become governor of California. We talked about the interests of white men, and they demand the extinction of the Indians. We had no less than three major bills, some remember, through the California legislature to fund dozens and dozens of militias. $1.5 million spent on 24 killing militias in just an 11-year period, and reimbursed by the federal government, all but 200,000 of that reimbursed. Coordination, collaboration, vigilantes, militiamen, federal soldiers working in concert. It's called a genocide. That's what it was, a genocide. No other way to describe it. And that's the way it needs to be described in the history books. And so I'm here to say the following. I'm sorry on behalf of the state of California. I'm sorry that we've had generations, your kids and grandkids, your ancestors, that have to suffer through the indignities, the lack of capacity and empathy and understanding, their lives lost, their lives diminished, and the incapacity for the rest of us to fully grasp the magnitude of what we in this state did to your ancestors. So we have formally today signed an executive order codifying that apology, acknowledging and accounting for our historical wrongdoings. And I said in that executive order that we apologize on behalf of the citizens of California, to all California Native Americans, for the many instances of violence, maltreatment, neglect, murder inflicted on the tribes. I can't square that these words, or suggest these words somehow will solve, S-A-L-V-E, or even reconcile the atrocities of the past. But in the spirit of acknowledgement and truth and healing, I also think it's important that we invite you to help us understand that truth by encouraging the creation of a Truth and Healing Council.
So that was the governor of California apologizing for the genocide of Native Americans. And joining us, as always, Nick Yellowhorse. Nick.
Yes.
Thoughts.
Hello. Hi there.
Wait. I know we're cutting it close.
Hello. Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. I mean, I think the most blatant question out of all of this is, what action is coming after this? What action do we have proposed in any type of government council that California currently has? Mm-hmm. Yes, they are acknowledging murdered and missing Indigenous women, and they do have one of the highest rates of any state. But what is the action? What action are they trying to think or even put into plan? What are the steps to begin the process?
Yep.
That's the main issue, right? The main question after all of this.
So they're doing a truth and just like Canada, they're doing a truth and reconciliation kind of council of sorts. But time will tell if it ends up just being we'll tell us how to fix it. Like, you do the work. Putting it back on us to do the work, to tell them how to fix it, which is not how it should be. And we all know how well truth and reconciliation is going for our neighbors up north.
True. I mean, they're in that situation. They're saying, look, we made a mess. Can you please fix it for me?
Yeah.
And this mess wouldn't have been caused in the first place if they didn't have all these bills and orders for us to have us exterminated, because I know there are many Indigenous populations out there that have a lot of ties and have a lot of claims.
You're
to
listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Breaking with convention, war, peace, and the presidency. I'm Amy Goodman.